News now from AM 550, FM 99.9. WSAU.
Good morning. I'm Chris Conley with a web news update from WSAU, AM and FM, and WSAU.com. So why is there no school today at Marshfield Columbus Catholic Middle and High School? Our reporter Zach Hagenbusher explains.
Marshfield Columbus Catholic Middle and High School students will not have classes due to a frozen water pipe. That doesn't mean everyone should stay home. The school says several activities will still take place, including solo and ensemble activities for music students. The closure will only affect classes for middle and high school students. It's a normal day of school for students at St. John the Baptist Primary School and Our Lady of Peace Intermediate School. District officials hope to have everything back to normal Tuesday morning. Zach Hagenbusher, WSAU News.
Yesterday, we had word of a missing teenager from Wisconsin Rapids. We're happy to tell you that Madison Skytland has been reunited with her family. She didn't return home from a party on Friday night. She was found around 1 a.m. this morning at a friend's house and is safe. An oil spill is keeping the Port of New Orleans and a 65-mile stretch of the lower Mississippi River closed to traffic. Crews are working to clean up the spill that happened when a barge carrying grain slammed into another vessel carrying crude. The barges collided about 50 miles south of New Orleans on Saturday. Ukraine's president is wanted for ordering his troops to open fire on anti-government protesters. We get the latest on the search for just where the president is from Sky News correspondent Andrew Wilson in Kiev.
There's an arrest warrant out for President Yanukovych, and there are rumors now that he may have even been arrested somewhere in the Crimea or be taking refuge amongst the Russian troops. That much is not clear yet.
Yanukovych fled after Parliament stripped him of his powers late last week. The Wisconsin Supreme Court will hear arguments tomorrow for and against the state's voter ID law. WSAU's Larry Lee has more.
Wisconsin passed Act 23 requiring identification to vote in 2011, but the law was blocked by Dane County judges. Both the League of Women Voters and the Milwaukee branch of the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People filed separate suits to stop the law. The 4th District Court of Appeals ruled the ID law constitutional in the League of Women Voters case. The League then pursued a Supreme Court review. Both cases are riding on this as the Supreme Court pulled the NAACP case from the Court of Appeals and will decide both cases themselves. A decision is not expected right away tomorrow. Larry Lee, WSAU News.
A Clintonville man is dead after an unusual accident. The Ottawa County Sheriff's Department says the 63-year-old was working behind his truck when the truck slid backwards on the ice and pinned him between the truck and a barn wall. The man was filling up this milk truck around 1 o'clock in the afternoon when the accident happens. The truck began sliding backwards as he was unhooking the hose. He was pronounced dead at the scene, and the man's name is still being withheld. A seized cell phone is being credited for taking down Mexico's most wanted drug lord. Mexican and U.S. agents arrested Joaquin Chapo Guzman on Saturday. A senior U.S. law enforcement official says the phone belonged to the son of Guzman's deputy in the Sinaloa cartel. That was the big break in the case. Let's check our Newsline 9 forecast for central Wisconsin. We're off to a cold start with temperatures in the upper single numbers across the region, closer to zero as you move further north. We're going to see partly sunny skies today with high temperatures in the teens, chance of scattered flurries around late this afternoon, not much in the way of accumulation. It'll be partly cloudy tonight with a low of 0 to minus 5. If you'd like a six-day forecast anytime, plus the street-level zoom-in radar right to your neighborhood, go to wsau.com/weather. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.